Well, here we are. We're back again. As you know, guys, our loyal fans, we have a bit of a different theme, and we are on to the plogs. You would know what that is because you all listen to our podcasts often. For those who are newly tuning in, a plog is a blog on a podcast. I have asked the three young lady trainees here at Black Diamond to write me a blog, and I'm fully aware that there are people in Australia that do not enjoy reading. Some are in this room.
Some can't read.
That's me right now. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I can read, but...
He can read. He doesn't, but I don't know.
I can tell you what's in a picture.
He's a busy man.
I'm busy.
He's very busy. He's got a lot of other pursuits. A lot of cinemas that to go to. Up.
I can, you know when you play a video game and a little text screen? I can read the text screen in a video game.
That's good.
Don't undersell yourself. Good. I think you got to chapter 18 of the Backtrack book.
Is that...
That's a thick book. That's
out of like 100 chapters?
There's 200 and something words in that book. That's impressive.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Anyways, back to the plogging. Today I'm introducing Maeve Hess, this is her debut podcast as well. So she's feeling a little nervous. Her face is, I don't know if she's sunburned or just gone a little
full
red.
Beetroot. Right,
she's absolute beetroot.
Very nervous, but she'll be fine. She has taken on far more challenging and nerve-wracking situations than this before, and I am really looking forward to hearing her plog.
Welcome to the
podcast. Yeah, you can say hi. You can say hi, Maeve.
Welcome to the podcast, Maeve.
Yeah. Good to be.
That was abrupt.
If you stop it like that, it's like cuts it.
True, yeah. I'll do it again. You ready? Welcome to the podcast, Maeve. Yeah.
By the way, this is Tyson's second turn driving the podcast desk. Technically, he's first because I know you guys think that we're probably podcast every Tuesday night, but we've just recorded this back to back.
Yep,
pretty much.
Even though you're hearing it a week later.
Yep.
So it's probably New Year's Eve now.
New Year's Eve, everybody.
Happy New Year's Eve. Or wherever
happy
Hogmanay. Happy Hanukkah.
Sounds good. All right, Maeve. So Maeve came from Bulleye High School. She came on a Gold Duke of Ed trip with Black Diamond Adventures 2 years ago, had a blast. Much like Sarah's story, she pretty much demanded a traineeship as well. She's very good with her words, very persuasive. Thanks to Miss Crawford, Miss Devlin, who are the other English staff there at Bulleye? Mr. Boone.
Miss Elsmore.
Mr. Deans.
Miss Elsmore is...
All the teachers. They're maths, yeah. Let's not give Miss Elsmore much credit about that. Great impact. Here she is now. We're having just as much impact on her life as a teacher's, probably more, I would think, according to Sarah's plog last week. So let's hope that's true. Sit back, enjoy the plog. If we need to intervene and ask a few more probing questions, we will do that.
Most definitely
good. All right, Maeve. We are just going. This is how we do it. We now hit the magical Black Diamond Adventures podcast song. So enjoy this.
The song.
Intro, mate.
Intro.
Here's the second time. From the Black Diamond Adventures podcast, you are currently recording, mate.
It's the Black Diamond Adventures podcast.
What do you got for me, mate? Welcome to Maeve's plog.
Working at Black Diamond Adventures is never dull. One of the best philosophies we have, in my opinion, is learn from our experiences. Basically, own your mistakes and learn from them. So pretty much, if you almost crash the truck and then run the battery flat by accident in the first 3 months of the job like I did, you probably won't get fired. That being said, I don't think I will set foot in the truck again. There are so many stories like this we have where we do dumb stuff or have a great time or learn something, and to be honest, I had no idea what I was in for when I said yes to a 2-year traineeship. From putting unleaded in a diesel car to forgetting essential items on camp, you name it, we've probably seen it. However, we still deliver an insane program and every single one of us owns our mistakes, which is why we are a killer team. And yes, we are amazing and cool, but I bet you're going, please tell me stories about your work. And I will admit they're pretty good. So here are some dramatic retellings for your entertainment. I will start with my worst stuff up because I am nothing if not humble. We have a truck here at BDA called Betty. It's pretty safe to say that she is our prized possession, so I was surprised when one day early on in the year Tyson asked me if I would like to have a driving lesson. I accepted, thinking, oh, it's just a big car. What could possibly go wrong? A lot. A lot went wrong. I nervously did a lap around the industrial complex with Tyson riding shotgun. Smooth sailing. Then I had to reverse the truck into the warehouse. Here's where it gets bad. If you haven't been to the BDA warehouse, it's a very large double-height space with a mezzanine on the back wall with all the offices in it. As I was reversing the truck, I accidentally pressed the accelerator quite hard instead of the brake. I swear time slowed down and Connor had this look of utter panic running on his face, like running after me, trying to stop the truck. And Tyson, who was standing behind the truck, helping me reverse, was almost run over. I did manage to hit the brake, stopping the truck about a foot from crashing into the mezzanine. Now, don't worry, everyone was okay, except my ego, of course. We all leave work for the day and come in early the next morning to leave for a big school camp. Here's where things get so much worse. The truck doesn't start. What? That's impossible. It was working yesterday. Yeah, that's true, but in my rush to get out of the truck the day before, I left the keys in the ignition. The truck battery was flat. Oh my God. So that's the story pretty much. Everyone lived, but it's safe to say I will never live it down and also will never drive the truck again. Now, the truck debacle definitely wasn't the first of our car trouble. We have had here at Black Diamond. Oh, geez.
Jesus is correct, mate. Jesus is correct.
Did you know about that one?
You are giving me. I did know about that one, but this has given me.
I had no idea you took her for a test drive.
Yeah, I kind of was like, yeah, I'll teach you, Maeve, and went around the block, and
you
then.
You were so there, Connor.
I knew that he let you reverse it in. I had no idea you drove around the block. No.
Well, I just thought, you know what? We'll warm her up. Just get around the block, nice and easy. And never in my life would I have thought that she would slam her foot on the accelerator, not on the brake.
And never in my life have I done that before either. I don't know what happened.
Poor Betty. Anyways, PTSD, because it just brings up car troubles back to my frontal lobe.
We've had a few more this year as well. And I'm just glad to say I don't think
you're glad that
I didn't have anything to do with this
year. You haven't had any?
You are glad there's been more this year.
Exactly.
It kind of makes the recollection of yours a little...
For sure.
What's up? Right.
Like, for example, I never drilled holes in the roof of your car and let it leak.
You did not.
No, that was good. Yeah,
that was Iron Man Preston's. On the record, do not take your vehicle there.
Fair play.
I didn't do, you know, I handled that pretty well. That's the only slandering of that company that I've made, and deservingly so.
True.
That's it. We'll leave it there. We'll move on from Iron Man Preston's. Iron Man Preston's, that is.
Sorry, who was it?
Where was that?
Iron Man Preston's.
Can you spell that?
Hang on. Hey, Google, how do you spell Preston?
All righty, let's get
Maeve,
back to...
carry on. Maeve. More car issues by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Now, the truck debacle definitely wasn't the first of the car trouble we have had here at Black Diamond. The classic one is Connor putting unleaded petrol in a diesel bus. He's getting pretty mad at me right now. In the middle of Outback Australia. Connor, unfortunately... has also had his car drown in an unforeseen flash flood, to no fault of his own, of course. I don't think we should laugh at that one.
I can defend myself. My microphone was off for a bit there. I just want to say this story's probably been told about 5 times on this podcast by now. Our listeners probably sick of it.
That's all right. We'll just tell them a 6th time. That was Connor on that one in his excitement to try and defend himself.
Crickets.
So, all right. Well, let's just let Maeve keep on rolling.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys, just a quick interruption here. This episode is actually brought to you by our sponsors, Black Diamond Adventures.
Thank you, Connor. And, guys, I know it's difficult to believe, but we are, in fact, not professional podcasters. We do run and operate an outdoor education company. We run everything from the Duke of Edinburgh Award, school camps, tailored expeditions, trips to the Northern Territory, leadership days, the works.
If I want to go onto these hikes, Rob, where do I go?
BlackDiamondAdventures.com.au. Jump on there, flick us an email. Let's get something going. We are the best outdoor education company in New South Wales.
What are we doing in 2024, Rob?
Glad you asked, Tyson, because it's already shaping up to be a big year. We're that excited to get back out in the field with the kids. Our calendar is filling up really quickly. I'm pumped. So, get in touch. If you're a teacher, get in touch today because I can't guarantee there's going to be room for long.
Send your emails to info@blackdiamondadventures.com.au We'll book you in. We can't wait to get back out there doing what we love.
Can't wait to see everyone again.
Don't forget, jump on Instagram and our website.
Now back to the episode.
There are so many more car stories, but that would get boring after a time. So, and you can already see the pattern forming. Working at BDA, you have to be prepared for anything and everything. From random climbing trips to Nowra, to surfing, to running for 6Ks with an ultramarathon runner who happens to be passing through town, rocking into work, having no idea what you will be presented with is kind of thrilling.
Podcast,
yeah.
Yeah, did you know you were doing that this morning?
No.
There you go.
Here we are.
Podcasters.
One day in the warehouse, Rob sat us down, very randomly of course, and asked all of us, what do we do at BDA? After about 15 minutes of sitting there, not really getting anywhere, Rob says, we make kids bigger. After the general chuckling was over, we realised that is exactly what we do. Kids and adults alike come out of our programs feeling more up for a challenge and more willing to push themselves. For me, being pushed ranged from something as small as catching a spider when I was absolutely terrified, and having to address groups of up to 100 kids, something that a year ago would have given me the shakes. The best example of the positive outcomes of our programs is my favourite trip to date. This was a group of year 9s and 10s that had never been hiking before, and they were chucked out into the bush for a 3-dayer. You can imagine my thoughts going into this. Oh my God, what are these kids doing out here? Whose idea was this? It's safe to say they struggled. Walking into camp after dark, after 9 hours of walking, wasn't easy. We had dinner and I was nervous about debrief and about the next day. I think I've broken them. What have I done? To my surprise and relief, I had the best yarn I have ever had with my students. Every single person rated their day as nothing below an 8 out of 10, and they were so proud of themselves for doing something hard. The answer that stuck with me the most was, I'm so glad I decided to do this. I seriously didn't think I could do it, but I can. I think we are capable of so much more than we think we are. Rob always says, the more you push yourself out your comfort zone, the more you will grow as a person. This trip was the first time I really began to appreciate that. There are so many more moments we've all had, including, but definitely not limited to, Georgia actually believing the water around Bendila Power Station is electrified. Us driving away with the trailer door not done up properly and it flinging open on the highway.
Whoa. Firstly, I've never heard about this trailer door flinging open on the highway. So tell me more about this and who is responsible.
Was this me?
No, it was me.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Sorry. Worried.
Sometimes I don't even know what I've done.
You and cars, mate.
Yeah.
No, definitely me. I just like shut it and then didn't put the latch down. And
who was like, driving?
Drove away. You were driving.
Oh, so I was driving.
Yeah.
So when did you discover this?
Accomplice.
When, oh.
How did you discover this?
It was a couple
this?
Minutes and it... Flung open on the highway.
Am I going to get a phone call from the police?
Was this with Josh in the truck? Oh, I remember. It was at Heathcote. No, we got away with it.
No, we did. Nothing.
I pulled over straight
nothing.
Away and we closed it up.
Yeah, it was fine.
Wow. And secondly, Bendila, at Bendila, just a bit of context around that. We paddled past, I think it's like a
water pumping station.
Power pump station thing there. And anyways, as we go past there, we always tell the students that the water is electrified like within 100 metre or 200 metre radius of the power station, and that you can't, if you dip your paddle in too far and it drips water in your boat or you touch the water with your hand, you'll get a little zap on the backside. So to prevent that, we encourage you to put something under your bottom just in case, like maybe a hat or something you might sit on to prevent it just in case you touch the water. Obviously, it's just a wind-up for the kids, just like the aquatic wombats that live there too and blow bubbles in the water.
It's insane how many people believe it, though. It's really
including,
funny.
I've just found it, Georgia.
Our other trainee,
actually. No wonder the kids believe it. If you're telling them that, and Georgia, she's sitting in the room listening, by the way, if you are telling students that and believing it yourself, it would probably be quite believable. So, you ever want to know how to tell a lie, you've just got to first believe it yourself and then everyone else will jump on board with that apparently. So that is the story of the electric water at Bendila and the story that's new to me, the trailer door flinging open on the freeway. I believe it was Liam Cooper's. I think it was Liam Cooper's trailer too.
Was it the smaller trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Liam. Ooh,
sorry, I think man. I remember that one.
Liam's famous from this podcast too.
He was the first bloke outside our group
recorded on it.
Recorded on here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What have you got for me, mate?
That is the slogan.
Oh, I thought that was Tyson.
Well, it is, but we stole it from Liam.
Stole it from him. So thanks, mate. Thanks for giving me my...
Thanks, Liam.
Sorry about the trailer.
Stardom.
Back to Maeve.
All right, some other stories. Me forgetting to bring life jackets to a canoeing trip. That was probably a really bad one too. Anyway, Sarah having her staff pack attacked by a bush turkey. Rob farting right at the moment, most silent moment in a debrief. Me and Georgia singing Wagon Wheel at the top of our lungs at Barara Waters to keep our group's morale high. Sarah getting rear-ended randomly one morning on our way to camp. And of course, I swear before every camp someone gets a flat tire. It seriously just happens. I think we're cursed. The year sure has been a roller coaster, but in the best kind of way. I truly have never laughed more in my life. I've learned so much and I have made lifelong friendships. I can only imagine next year will be even better. Just hopefully less car troubles.
Can I just pause you there for a second, Maeve?
Yeah, for sure.
I just had a call in. One of our listeners really wants to know more about the farting. I'm not sure. I'm not necessarily sure what that means, but...
Rob, listen.
What are you...
I don't think... There was a lot of frogs.
Frogs.
In their region. We were at Kangaroo Valley.
Oh, what happened? Frogs. Tell me about it.
I don't think it was flatulence.
Oh, frogs.
I'm getting blamed for that though, apparently.
Oh my God.
It was in the yard.
Did you mention it?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it, please?
Yeah, it was St. Aloysius Bronze, I think, at the beginning of the year. And we were having like our staff debrief at the end of the night around the fire.
And there were frogs around.
There were no frogs around. Oh. I don't know what Rob's
talking about. There was cane toads even.
The one in your pants?
No, but Sarah
Strike.
Sarah just finished her for the debrief, and it was just like a bit of a silence that
followed. Rob just let one rip. Jeez,
truth, everyone
was just that, like, in stitches.
We've all been there, you know. When you've been super polite, you've all listened to Sarah's plug last week, so you know how long she talks for, right? I'm holding onto this gas for quite some time, waiting for her to finish, and literally as she finished, I think. We were sitting on the floor, as you do when you camp. I just readjusted.
Opened the seal.
And when you become 37, 38 years old, your abdominal muscles aren't as strong as they once were. So a little peep came out.
Tyson has his own way of farting too. He normally just like waits till you're in your car. He'll get in your car with you, let it rip, or follow you into the office, let one rip and leave.
Well, the best one is when they jump in your car and you do a silent one, and then you lock the windows. No, but that's not his signature move.
What's his signature?
His signature move is you'll be having like a little meeting there with someone, right?
He walks close by,
drops his guts silently, and then all of a sudden everyone's like doing that.
Wait.
And looking at each other, and Tyson's like, "Oh, yeah, sorry, my bad."
When was this?
Lots of all
the time.
I do not go past
all the time.
No.
But it happens at the best.
This is just deteriorated. It was such a nice plug.
Anyways, is that it? Well done. Fantastic.
Well done, Maeve. Great
debut.
Well done.
Well
done. Nice work. Thank
you. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff.
No, that was a good one. It was good to hear about some of the mess ups, and it's always good to own your own shit, as we like to say. And if we mess up, you own it. You make a joke out of it, and we learn from it. As Sarah said in her plug last week as well.
One thing I'm
we mess up a lot here. That's what I'm getting from these these plugs.
Where's all the positives out of that? It's just mess ups.
Yeah,
my kids would actually get Christmas presents if that's you good. Guys didn't muck up so much.
That's
so
Rob's catchphrase of the year. What's your catchphrase, Rob?
Well, every time you muck up, I've got to spend money, and my poor kids.
Tommy didn't even have any clothes on the other day.
That was my choice.
Oh, well, good stuff. We got who's up next time?
Georgia.
We've got young Georgia here coming in next. Looking forward to that. She's also known around the traps as the Chosen One.
The Chosen One. Jeez. Once in a generation talent.
Once in a generation.
Wow.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy Hogmanay.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And Merry Christmas. We will see you in a week's time when we're ramping up to start the year again, I guess.
And no doubt you're listening to this about, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, just getting ready for your big New Year's Eve tonight. So with that said, we're going to play some New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve songs.
New Year's Eve.
Not Christmas songs. Not Christmas.
Can you get Celebrate Good Times, come on?
Celebrate Good Times. Yeah,
please. Throw that on, please, Tyson.